Having a toxic worker on your staff can cause big problems. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Dylan Miner, visiting assistant professor of business administration at the Harvard Business School, explores the cost of having even one person bringing down the office.
While we know that who we hire is important, much of the focus, both in research and in practice, has been on hiring the positive outliers, the star performers. However, what's less studied are the negative outliers, those that we call toxic workers. These are the workers who cause harm to an organization, to either its people or its property. They are workers who, for example, steal money, commit fraud, bully other workers, engage in sexual harassment, and so on. In recent work, we explore where these workers come from and the consequences of their actions on their organizations. The findings reveal that those workers who are self-regarding, overconfident, and profess that they always follow the rules are much more likely to be toxic workers. But it turns out that these toxic workers are also much more productive than the average worker, which can perhaps explain why they tend to stick around an organization longer than they should. Also studied are the comparative effects of hiring a superstar worker versus avoiding a toxic one. A superstar worker, defined as a worker whose productivity falls within the top 1% of all workers, adds about $5,000 to firm profit per year. The toxic worker, on the other hand, actually costs the firm about $12,000 per year. Thus, at least for this setting, the magnitude of the effect of a toxic worker on the firm is 2 to 1 that of a superstar. This suggests that in addition to chasing these star workers, organizations should take into more serious consideration the management of toxic workers.
That was Dylan Miner at the Harvard Business School. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.